I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
I certainly didn't expect it to come so soon since I started playing again.
The comeback is complete for Andy Murray. The Scottish tennis star and former world number one won his first singles title since hip surgery 9 months ago, defeating Stan Wawrinka of Switzerland 3-6, 6-4, 6-4 in Antwerp, Belgium.
Last few years have been extremely difficult. Me and Stan have had a lot of injury problems in the last couple of years. Amazing, obviously, to be back playing against him in a final like that. I think it was a great match.
Murray told the fans after the match that he survived a tough battle.
Stan was playing amazing tennis, hitting winners from all over the court, and I just managed to hang in a bit at the end of the second set, and then obviously third set was extremely close again, but yeah, amazing.
The two players have faced each other many times.
Yeah, I think that's the 20th time we played or something like that, so we know each other's games well. We've played many tough matches in the past. I expected another one today, and that was what I got.
Murray has two small children, and his wife is expecting a third. He says being back on the tennis court keeps a unique equilibrium in his life.
When I've been off the tour the last few years, my family's got bigger, so I need to get on the road so we don't get out of control. But I'm excited for the third kid, and my wife's been a huge support for getting me back on the court and, you know, making me fight to keep playing.
Italian Fabio Fognini has played professional tennis for 15 years, but this week he is facing a lot of young players in his first appearance at the Swiss Indoors event in Basel.
I'm happy, of course, because it's the first time here in Basel. Tennis is starting to change again with this young guy that they're playing first and second serve amazing, and it's really tough. I'm happy because I'm 32 and a half, almost 33 next year, and I still compete and winning with some of them, so I really enjoy.
David Goffin from Belgium had a long trip to reach Switzerland.
It's not easy when you come from Asia and you have to play indoors. It's a little bit faster, and then you have to be a little bit more aggressive. When you have the chance to go, to be aggressive, try to move forward, to go to the net, you have to do it. It's never easy because when you play some big guy with a big serve, you know, it's indoors, so no wind, perfect conditions to serve, so it's not easy to play those kind of player who are very aggressive.
With two tournaments remaining in the season, Goffin finds himself battling to reach the elite season-ending event.
It's a tough situation. I've been in this situation like 2 years ago, and I made it, but it was not easy. Now it's two more tournaments to try to be in the top eight. It won't be easy because it's a lot of good players around me and in front of me. Try to give everything. It's like I said, it's the last two tournaments, so I try to give everything until the end.
For rising star Greek Stefanos Tsitsipas, he's feeling loose and enjoying some local chocolate.
It's rare that I feel this way, but I came in the match very relaxed. I mostly went out there to enjoy my tennis and experiment a little bit with a few things, and they seem to work today, so I'm happy with it. But yeah, I'm a big fan of chocolate, Swiss chocolate. It makes life, it puts a smile on my face.
We're at the point of the season where these are elite teams. We went through Tampa, incredible team, the Yankees, incredible team. Now we have the Nats, incredible team.
Houston Astros manager A.J. Hinch knows the World Series will be tough, even with the advantage of hosting the first two games of the best-of-seven Major League Baseball championship. Washington Nationals pitching helped bring the National League champions to the World Series for the first time in 86 years, and Hinch believes that same pitching will be the difference in the Fall Classic.
With the type of pitching that we're going to face out of the rotation with the Nats, I'm not sure you can use the word easier. I think this particular series, you got to beat their starters. If you want to do well against the Nats, you got to beat their starters. And then and then make them make decisions as the game goes on.
Hinch says the Nationals starting pitchers are all capable of throwing deep into every game.
If you sit back and kind of wait for the bullpen or wait for them to make a decision, you'll look at Strasburg and Scherzer throwing 120, 130 pitches, and you'll be too deep in the game to make up a difference. Those guys getting, you know, 21, 24, 27 ounces is a real possibility for them, and that makes it tough either way.
Although Houston won the World Series 2 years ago, Hinch isn't sure that gives his team an edge.
We're a little bit more mature, the guys that are here, but I haven't given a lot of thought to try to historically compare them. I mean, I think they're both really good teams. We both have gotten to the World Series. One's got a ring, one doesn't.
Nationals manager Dave Martinez has watched his team overcome the odds and, for a while, the worst record in baseball to reach the World Series.
I truly believe that these guys are fired up to be here. We played a lot of unbelievable games this year. We've come a long way, so I think they're excited, like I said, excited to be here. And ready to play.
A National League Championship Series sweep over the St. Louis Cardinals gave the Nationals a full week to get ready for the World Series.
I joked around after we clinched, and I told them, I said, hey, I'm going to give you guys a day off. And they all laughed. He said, just one? And I said, yeah. I said, hey, our work's not over. I said, you know, we got to come back. And hey, we schedule workouts the next 4 days, and these guys were all in.
And work they did.
We did a lot of stuff in the training room. They did a lot of stuff in the weight room, strength conditioning, a lot of running activities. So, and they hit a bunch.
While the opening games are under a closed roof in Houston, the Nationals braved outdoor conditions at home.
The weather was miserable in Washington. I didn't think we were going to be able to do anything. The boys came out. We practiced in the rain. We had a sim game in the rain. The weather was cold. They were all into it. Sanchi threw. A couple of our bullpen guys threw the hitters, and we had a great time. So they're all in. They're ready. I mean, these guys are excited to be here, and let's go have some fun.
It paid off with a Game 1 5-4 win. Washington hosts Games 3 and 4, and if necessary, Game 5, before the series would go back to Houston for potential Games 6 and 7.
Oh, it's super special.
A win always is, and for Belgian golfer Nicolas Colsarts, a 7-year wait for a victory ended at the Open de France, which has always been a fun stop on his playing calendar.
I've been coming here for more than 15 years. I'm French-speaking. I know what makes them tick. I've been coming here for so long and missed out a bunch of times, and to do it here, to do it like this, where at the end it was pretty dramatic, makes it even better.
The dramatic finish was set up by a 2-over-par double bogey late in his round.
I made a big mistake on 15, I thought it was slowly slipping away. I knew there was always going to be a chance because the last holes are anything can happen, and I was a bit surprised to come on 17 and find out what JB had done.
JB is Joachim B. Hansen of Denmark, who erased a 5-shot deficit to work his way into the lead before his score was bitten by a double bogey.
The screw-up on 17, unfortunately, that cost me a chance this week.
Although he ended just 1 shot behind, the week still ended up being good for Hansen.
I've been playing well for 3 weeks now and put myself in good positions. So getting really close this week was really nice, but just also really, really want that win, you know.
Colsarts finally got his win, which means more than a big paycheck and a trophy.
I was kind of looking for a week like this, where everything sort of clicked together. I hadn't really had a week like that for a long, long time. So, it changes everything for me for the next couple of years. Lighter schedule. I have a wife at home and a little kid now that I'm going to be able to spend a bit more time with now, which is nice.
I've got fond memories here. I've played well here a couple of times and obviously won a couple of years ago, so it's nice to be back here.
2017 winner Lucas Beauregard of Denmark tees up again at the Portugal Masters Golf Tournament.
It's a place that I've come for 6 years now with the family, and they've enjoyed it as well every time we've been here, so it's really nice to be back.
His win was a welcome breakthrough.
I was struggling a bit that year and fighting for my card a little bit, and then had a one-shot lead going into Sunday, and then I was 4-under through six, I think, and then played one of the best rounds I've played in my life, so that's what I remember the most.
Matt Wallace of England is looking forward to some warm weather.
Very happy to be back in Portugal, always am. Especially when the sun's shining like this, it's nice to get the short sleeve shirts.
And Wallace remembers the feeling of a fast start.
I remember shooting 10-under first round, being able to take the lead, and actually remember that night more than anything after the first round was like, because, you know, people talk about how hard it is to back up a low one and carry on. I think I was saying to myself that night, trying to get into my own head, you're the best player here, you've shown it today, let's go out there tomorrow and shoot another low one. Why can't I go and shoot low? And I shot 7-under the next day, so it kind of backed it up and I played nice.
German veteran Martin Keimer arrives without the urgency some of the younger players are feeling.
I don't know about the guys who fight for their cards, but for me, you know, I played well last week. I gave myself the chance to get into the net bank and maybe eventually into Dubai. It's just a matter of keeping that game together, playing the game that we play week in, week out, trying to enjoy the challenge. It's a very different challenge for me. I mean, there's not much to do, you know. You just play the 72 holes and see where you end up. I don't feel much pressure.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.